Claims period closes March 25, 2013. This has been a message from the United States Department of Agriculture.
KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies, light snow, more blowing snow than anything else outside. So far, 4.2 inches here at the Nishna Valley's official weather station. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Well, snow and gusty winds are making roads slick and slowing travel in both eastern Nebraska and here in western Iowa. A winter weather advisory remains in effect through 9 a.m. for the far west and southwest counties of our listening area, and until noon today for Cass, Audubon, and Guthrie counties. In addition, a winter storm warning is in effect until noon for those counties off to the east and southeast of Cass County. We look for the snow showers to be ending before 9 a.m. and then a chance of flurries after that today with nearly steady temperatures in the lower 20s. In western Iowa this morning, roadways were covered with a mix of snow and ice, and the Iowa Department of Transportation was warning of treacherous driving conditions. The latest road report at 511ia.org shows a 1999 Pontiac Grand Am was transported to the Shenandoah Memorial Hospital following a single vehicle accident Tuesday morning south of Shenandoah. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports 23-year-old Jessica Lynn Strange of Riverton was traveling north on Highway 59 at around 7:45 a.m. Tuesday when, for reasons unknown, the car went onto the east shoulder of the road. When the woman overcorrected, the vehicle crossed the road and went onto the west shoulder of Highway 59. Strange then overcorrected for a second time, sending the car into the east ditch where it slid sideways over a metal post before coming to rest against some trees. Woman suffered possible unknown injuries during the mishap. Her car sustained $1,600 damage. There were no citations issued. Well, a trustee in the Portsmouth-based GNR Feed and Grain Company Incorporated bankruptcy case reports an informational meeting will be held next Tuesday, February the 5th, at 1:30 p.m. at Club 191 in Portsmouth. That meeting is, again, informational only, and claim forms will be available. Trustee Deborah Peterson said the U.S. Department of Agriculture has sold all stored grain from GNR Feed and Grain, and each producer with a warehouse receipt for stored grain will receive a letter in the next couple of weeks from the USDA. Producers can expect to receive a check for their stored grain from the USDA within 4 to 6 weeks after all grain is removed. Peterson says at this point there is no action for producers to take with the USDA. Now, the Iowa Department of Agriculture has sent letters to producers who sold grain to GNR for cash or who sold grain on an unsigned contract and were not paid. Those individuals may qualify for the indemnity fund and receive up to 90% of their claim with certain limits from IDALs. Those producers can file their claims with the Iowa Department of Agriculture as well as with a bankruptcy court. If you have a claim for a deferred price contract or other amount due, you should take action to timely file a claim with a bankruptcy court. You may recall that the GNR Feed and Grain filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy back on January 1st of this year. The company's estimated debt is between $1 million and $10 million. Its estimated assets are up to $50,000. News time is 7:13.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. Currently, you'll find an excellent selection of late model New Holland combines. If you're thinking about a CR9070, we've got a 2011 rated at 449 horsepower and capable of running the 8-row or 12-row corn heads along with the 40-foot platforms. A little smaller would be a CR9060, a 2010 with 500 separator hours on it, loaded with GPS, heavy-duty planetaries, a local trade in great condition. Also, you'll see a real nice CR9040, a 2011 with only 211 separator hours, a great 6-row or 8-row machine. If you're looking for heads, we've got a great selection, including a couple 40-foot drapers. Sales have been good on new combines, so we're very, very motivated to get these used combines cleaned out. Give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, Carol Hagedorn, age 72 of Manning, died Saturday at her home. Funeral services for Carol Hagedorn will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Bill Antisdale, age 55 of rural Anita, died Friday in Minneapolis. Celebration of life services for Bill Antisdale will be today, or rather Thursday, that is, at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. Richard Shear, age 58, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday at his home. Services for Richard Shear will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Ascension Lutheran Church in Coon Rapids. Johnson and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. Don Larson, age 77, of Manning, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Don Larson are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Vernon Wollenhouse, age 92, of rural Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Vernon Wollenhouse are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues.